another question.
Yes, please. Yes.
What does your community believe about Jesus' resurrection and salvation?
Already answered, but I'll further elaborate this from the angle of this question. What we believe is that Jesus was miraculously saved by God in accordance with the promise He had made Himself. So the miracle did not lie in the fact that He once died and then was revived from the dead. The miracle lay that He was never permitted to die. He survived the trials of death through which He suffered. There are two reasons why I believe that according to the testimony of Jesus Christ Himself, He was promised an escape from such an ignoble death. Number one, before the crucifixion, He told His disciples that He would leave them and go in search of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Right or wrong? You remember that?
Yeah, yes.
So if He died upon cross and was revived from the dead, did He go in search of the lost sheep of the house of Israel or not? This was a prophecy. Why did He not fulfill it? What right had He, after having said, committed Himself to that journey in pursuit of the lost sheep of Israel, to have flown up into heaven? So that was a contradiction. That very belief that He ascended to heaven is a contradiction of Jesus' own commitments. He was a true prophet, and that is exactly what we take Him to be, and we believe in Him to be a very true and a very highly placed prophet, highly ranked prophet of Allah. So when He said, "I will go to the in search of the lost sheep of Israel," He must have made this commitment because of some divine revelation, and He could not break that promise. Number two, when He prayed to God prior to the day when He was ultimately crucified or attempted to be crucified, He kept on praying to God and coaxed His disciples who went to sleep. "Is this the night to go to sleep? Wake up and cry with me and pray to God, pray to God the Father to take away this bitter cup of death." This is a very important prayer which must be understood by all the lovers of Jesus Christ, because it proves two things. Number one, He did not offer Himself as sacrifice voluntarily for the sake of so-called redemption of sinful people. Had that been ever intended, He would never have prayed to God to take away this bitter cup from Him. They are two contradictory things. Number two, the way He prayed, I do not believe that prayer was not accepted. Why I do not believe it? Because the last cry He is reputed to have made was "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani." If God had finally rejected His prayer and He was told that He must die, He must drink this bitter cup, then what a surprise that was. Why? Have you abandoned me? Or could you abandon me? This was not a cry of disbelief. This was a way of praying to God, reminding Him His promise. "You, the night before, told me that your prayers have been accepted. What do I see? I seem to be on the verge of death." This is the true meaning of that cry, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani." So it could not have been abandoned by God. He was saved miraculously and thereby proved to be a true prophet of God against the counter claims of the Jews of his period, his time. They inferred from the biblical prophecy that if somebody attributes false revelations to God, that God had spoken to him and it was not true, he would hang by the tree to death. And if he dies, then he is to be taken definitely as a liar. So Jesus was not a liar. The perverted claim that he died for the sake of our soul, he was not, that does not carry any sense. The biblical statement was absolutely clear about it. If a man is a liar against God, he will be punished by death upon the tree, that is, every scholar understands it to be crucifixion. So he must have escaped that death, that ignoble death. And this is exactly what we believe in. We believe him to be a true, honest, highly ranked prophet of God who made prophecies after he had received revelation from God, and all his prophecies got fulfilled, including that of pursuing the course of the earlier Israelites and including that of escape from the death upon cross.